And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Out of a sense of deep personal outrage, mixed with curiosity, Rupert Barlow, wealthy man about town and financial backer of Larry's present Broadway play, has been standing for over an hour on a pier in New York Harbor, watching the luxury liner from Bermuda come in, because it is supposed to be bringing Julia Dixon back. Ordinarily, this wouldn't provoke Rupert to such effort. But his long-suffering Julia, who has waited for 10 long years for him to keep his promise to marry her, is returning from Bermuda with a handsome young man. This unprecedented behavior is what has Rupert forcing his way through the milling crowd. Presently, his man Victor comes up to him, and we hear...
Victor, in heaven's name, where have you been? I've been trapped in this infernal mob for hours.
I was just trying to get a look at the other end of the ship, Mr. Barlow. See if I could spot Miss Julia and that boyfriend of hers.
Don't refer to that fellow in such a vulgar way.
Okay, boss, only I don't see him. Lots of passengers have got off already.
You don't think this is some trick, do you, Victor?
Gee, I don't know, boss. It don't look so good. I swear she isn't standing on deck anywhere. I'd recognize her. Even if I didn't, I'd spot that man of hers. He's got that real light yellow hair, you know? Looks like a regular movie star.
All right, spare me the details about this Adonis. If they aren't on this ship, let me tell you, Julia Dixon will have something to worry about. I don't propose to be made a fool of when I've come all the way in from Long Island to meet this confounded ship.
Oh, don't look so good. You'd expect them to be standing right on deck trying to see us. You'd think they'd be almost the first ones off. Maybe they missed the boat or something, Mr. Barlow.
How can you miss a boat in a small place like Bermuda? Don't be ridiculous, Victor.
Well, I was just trying to figure it.
Well, we better try to push our way back to the car and get away from this place.
Okay. Hey, wait.
What?
There they are. Look, boss, that's them all right.
Where? I don't see them.
Follow where I'm pointing, see? That's Miss Julia, all right.
You're out of your mind. That's not Miss Julia.
Sure it is, boss. You don't know how she's changed. Got her a whole flack of new clothes down there. Come on. We better let them know we're here.
Well, I'll be hanged. It is Julia. Well, I wouldn't have recognized her. She looks fine. I must say this trip has done her good. She looks positively ravishing.
Thanks to the young boyfriend, if you ask me.
I told you before, Victor, I will not tolerate that kind of talk.
All right, Mr. Barlow. Come on, or you'll miss them entirely. They're heading out that other way.
Well, stop them. We don't want to let them get away after all this trouble we've had.
Miss Julia! Miss Julia, wait a minute! Miss Julia!
Is that the man? That child?
That's him, boys. He ain't no child. Hey, they see us now. Okay, you follow me. I'll run interference through this crowd. Watch you don't trip over any baggage. See, they're waiting over there.
This isn't the most ridiculous performance. What am I to say to her? And that absurd young man.
Rupert, you darling. Why, I had no idea you'd come to meet us. Now, bless your heart, if that isn't sweet.
Hello, Julia. Did you have a nice trip back?
Oh, it was heavenly. Smooth as glass and the most glorious moon. Oh, I could hardly bear to get off that ship.
And so I noticed. You were practically the last ones off.
Well, we did that on purpose instead of fighting through all that crowd. I had no idea you'd be here, Rupert. I can't get over it. You must have got up at dawn to make it in time. Well, did you wait simply ages?
It was long enough, you may be sure of that.
Oh, it was sweet. And you, Victor. Well, right on the spot as usual.
Oh, Miss Julia, so you finally got back, huh? Boss here's been having a fit waiting for you.
I don't believe a word of it, but it's nice to hear you say that. Oh, if only you'd stayed, Rupert. It was so lovely in Bermuda. And I met the most delightful people.
So I understand. Where is this young man who was with you a minute ago? Has he run out on you already?
Oliver? Oh, no chance of that. He went to see about our luggage. He'll be right back.
I don't understand about this, Julia. I think it's very high-handed of you. And besides,
now, hush, Rupert, please. Don't let Oliver hear you. He's very sensitive.
Oh, sensitive?
Well, he is. He wouldn't dream of visiting you like this, except that... Well, right now it's utterly impossible to get money out of the Empire, you know, and he did so want to see something of New York.
Well, if he wants to see New York, why does he come to Long Island and inflict himself on us?
Now, Rupert, please. I wouldn't have his feelings hurt for the world. Well, if you're going to be rude to him, then I'll take him straight to some hotel here in New York.
Good. That sounds like a first-rate idea to me.
Very well. Then please don't you or Victor bother about us. We'll manage quite well.
What do you mean, we?
Well, you don't believe I desert Oliver now, do you? After inviting him to come here?
Well, what do you propose to do, Julia?
Well, don't worry about me, Rupert. I'll manage. I'll find suitable accommodation.
But, Julia...
Oliver will be back any minute. You just run along. Well, I don't want anyone to be rude to him or hurt his feelings. I'll look after him myself until he leaves.
Well, I won't have it, Julia. I want you back home. I need you at Oyster Bay.
But you must see, my dear, that... Well, I can't possibly go back unless you promise to be friendly and nice to Oliver.
Well, hang it all, Julia.
Well, it's no use arguing, Rupert. He's my guest. I invited him to come back with me. And I mean to see that he has a lovely time. Well, after all, it's only fair since he was so absolutely charming to me in Bermuda.
What are you laughing at, you idiot?
Sorry, boss.
All right, Julia, bring him along.
You promise to be sweet, Rupert?
All right. What do you want me to do, sign a written pledge?
I only want you to be sweet, dear. Oh, here he comes now. And you be sure you absolutely don't hurt his feelings.
Here you are, my dear. Well, I do believe everything's in order. I feel most awfully excited. Sailing into New York Harbor, seeing that colossal skyline.
Oh, I knew you'd be thrilled, Oliver. I want you to meet Rupert Barlow.
Oh, he's here? I see.
He drove all the way in from Long Island to meet us. Wasn't that sweet?
Oh, I say, yes, indeed.
Rupert, this is my very dear friend, Oliver Wilson. I know you two are going to be great friends.
How do you do, Wilson?
Oh, this is a great treat, sir. Julia's told me so much about you. I glimpsed you for a moment myself while you were in Bermuda, but the next thing I knew, you were gone. Not that I was sorry, I can tell you, because it has allowed me to get acquainted with Julia.
As I see. Well, Victor will attend to your baggage. We may as well go out to the car.
Well, don't you wish me to assist your man, sir? We have quite a few pieces of luggage.
Oh, I bought such a lot. I knew it was extravagant of me, but I couldn't help it. And Oliver was so flattering.
Just give Victor your baggage checks. He'll attend to it all.
Oh, yes, sir. They're right here. Oh, I say, this is great. Absolutely first rate. I never thought I'd find myself here in New York with such a charming companion. Remember, Julia, you promised to show me everywhere. The Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building.
Of course. And we'll take the boat around Manhattan and the theaters. Oliver, we'll simply gorge ourselves on plays.
Wonderful. Don't you think I'm lucky, sir, to have such a delightful lady to show me about?
I think we'd better get out of the car. At once.
And at this same time, Larry Noble is driving from his Rosehaven, Long Island home to the theater in New York, where he is currently starred in a hit play. But his thoughts are not on the play as he skims along the road, for he's hearing the conversation he had yesterday with Mary out in the garden back of their house when she said...
I did go to Rupert Barlow's house, Larry. I can't see why you should have wanted to check up on me to find out where I was. I'd have told you.
I was anxious about you, Mary. You were gone so long. And besides, if it comes to that, you didn't tell me. You didn't say a word when you got back.
I wanted to tell you alone. Claudia Vincent was with you when I returned.
Oh, so it's all Claudia Vincent's fault. Why you have it in for that woman, I'll never know. Hasn't she had enough trouble with Rupert Barlow stealing every penny of her family's fortune?
You have only her word for that, Larry. It's her word against Rupert's.
Oh, naturally, you'd side with Rupert. Naturally, you'd take his part.
I don't know why you say that, Larry.
Well, then I'll tell you. Rupert has been infatuated with you for months. He's run after you. Even followed you to Bermuda. At least so he thought until he discovered Julia Dixon on the ship in your place. And all the time you claimed that you had no interest in the man. That you didn't encourage him at all.
Don't you believe that?
I don't know what to believe. When you run to him every time you have the chance...
That's not true, Larry. I drove over there to his home because I wanted to ask him a very important question.
What was it?
I wanted to know what he was going to do about our securities, which he holds. The deed to our house and your life insurance.
Well, what did he say?
Rupert offered to return them to me whenever I asked for them. And to pocket the loss himself.
Pocket the loss? What loss? He promised that there would be no risk. That he'd put me in for a share of a fabulous big business deal.
The deal isn't finished, Larry. It isn't settled. But Rupert offered to return our securities any time I asked for them.
Larry's jaw set as he remembers the conversation with Mary, afraid she'll obligate herself to Rupert Barlow, whom Larry now thoroughly distrusts. Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.